The story in our stars this week is not something that we can see. It's simply something that we must know. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky. So it goes like this. We're just about halfway through the season of winter, which means that things are going to get warmer, the sun is going to start to set later and later. But in order to understand the mystery of what the ancients understood in this season, we have to put aside for a moment the thought that the earth is not at the center. Ancient cultures who developed agricultural practice believed that the earth was at the center, and at certain points in the cycle of the year, it was appropriate to begin to prepare the earth for planting. Now, this wasn't just randomly done at any time of year. There was a sacred time of year when all of the forces streaming from the spiritual cosmos would arrive at the earth, or so it was understood, and then they could begin to put the seeds into the earth, and the earth would respond with growth forces. That point in the season every year was around this time right now, the last week of January, just before we get to the midpoint. Now, what's happening astronomically, if we imagine the sun as it appears to move around the earth, is that it's halfway between its solstice moment and its equinox moment. So solstice is the standing still at the beginning of winter, and equinox is the point of equal day and night at the beginning of spring. And when the sun, just before it comes to the halfway point between these two moments, this is when the growth forces arrive earthside. When you're looking out into the sky this week, you'll see the brilliant planet Venus in the west, looking about 45 minutes after the sunset. And then if you turn yourself to the east, you'll see the brilliant planet Jupiter just above the eastern horizon. And then throughout the coming weeks and months, we can watch as these two bright lights come closer and closer together for a magnificent pairing at the beginning of the summer. I'm Mary Stuart Adams with Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.